Now we're going to head to West Africa, where Ghana is enjoying a revival of live theater. When the military took power and imposed a curfew in the 1980s, theaters went dark. By the time elected civilian government was restored in 1992, Ghanaians had lost the habit of going out to watch a play. NPR's Ophibia Quist-Arkton found a businessman turned playwright who is luring his compatriots away from television, videos, and tablets. Here's her report from the capital, Accra.
A buzz of excitement ripples through the audience, perched on plush red seats at Ghana's sleek, modern National Theatre. The smartly dressed, mainly middle-class crowd nearly fills the Chinese-built auditorium. It's here that the plays of Ibo White are performed every 3 months, and you can't miss him.
My name is James Ibo White, but everyone in Ghana calls me Uncle Ibo White.
The dynamic 70-year-old Ghanaian playwright is smallish and a natty dresser with a big smile. The one-time marketing executive regularly leaps on stage to talk to the audience, to apologize for a power cut, or encourage theatre-goers to buy tickets for his next play.
I've been writing, directing and producing a play every quarter for the last 7 years.
Ibo White says Ghana once had a thriving and serious theatre industry. Productions were hugely popular, mostly in English, with a smattering of pidgin, local English, and the occasional indigenous language. Works by Ghanaian playwrights were regularly performed in this former British colony, as well as an established British repertoire. The vibrant Ghanaian theatre tradition covered a wide range, from life in post-independence Africa to more traditional tales, says Ibo White.
When I was growing up, theatre was very big. I remember the drama studio. There was a production there every weekend. But then came the curfew that killed all nightlife.
White says after the curfew was lifted, other nightlife rebounded.
Nightclubs came back, discos came back. But theatre did not come back because we had lost most of the human resource to the new emerging video film production market. So we didn't have the people in the theatre anymore.
To revive live theatre, White hit on a simple formula, a 4-play-a-year subscription at a reasonable price, and voila! Packed houses. Mind you, these aren't classics or heavy fare, no Chinua Achebe or Shakespeare. White's plays are mostly lightweight entertainment with a message and a lot of music and dance thrown in.
Yes. When I say commercial theatre, I'm talking about a theatre that survives and is sustained without any grant, without any government support. We go out there and we sell our shows to corporate Ghana.
White sells advertising to cell phone networks, banks, and other sponsors. His play this time is Bananas and Groundnuts, i.e. peanuts.
Today I don't feel like doing anything.
I just want to lay in my bed.
I just want to lay. Then how will you make money?
It's a comedy come moralizing tale of good and almost evil, a young man and woman tripping along the path of courtship. Actor Andrew Adote plays Abraham, the male lead, the stiff, socially awkward and seemingly daft love interest of the slightly ditzy leading lady, Ade. Abraham has a number of tics, including a hilarious laugh. Adote has performed in most of Ibo White's almost 30 plays.
Laughter is the vehicle with which we convey our messages.
Give me an A! Give me a B! Give me an A, B, I, A, S, A, M! Go!
That's the scene where Abraham triumphs over his rival for Ade's affections. Leaving the theatre, Elsbeth Sitchi and her 9-year-old daughter Angela are busy discussing Bananas and Groundnuts. The mother also came to watch White's previous play.
And I enjoyed myself so much, and I decided that no matter what tonight, I'm going to be at the show. And it was so wonderful and interesting.
And I bet too. You.
I bet you it's challenging, it's motivational, it's interesting, and you got to be here.
I wish, like, when I grew up, like, I'll be part of it.
Leading man Andrew Adote says the quality of Ibo White's theatre is unmatched in Ghana today.
There are other playwrights and producers coming up, and it's very good for us.
Because, says Adote, their success will be a sign of a real theatre revival. Ofebi Akustalton, NPR News, Accra.